USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As tons of people head home after the Thanksgiving weekend, storms are battering parts of the country with 50 million people under winter weather advisories. Meteorologist Laura Pagano says snow is spreading from the nation's midsection to the east.
We have a low-pressure system that is impacting a portion of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region currently, and that low will shift off the northeast coast and be slow to exit, so it's going to be impacting regions of the northeast later through the day today, later into tonight, and into even early Tuesday morning as it shifts off to the north and east off of Maine's coast.
Hundreds of flights have been canceled or delayed because of winter weather at airports, including San Francisco, New York, and cities around the Great Lakes. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Joe Biden has launched an 8-day bus tour of Iowa. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The former VP pledging he'll win the February Iowa caucuses, despite recent polls suggesting that his standing there has slipped a bit lately. Biden is also using the splits in the nation's first caucus state to detail plans for creating jobs and revitalizing the economy in rural and agricultural areas.
20% of Americans live in rural America. And the fact of the matter is, it should be a vibrant part of our economy. And it can be, and it will be under my administration.
Lately, national polls have shown Biden slightly behind Pete Buttigieg.
There was a pre-dawn shooting on the edge of the French Quarter in New Orleans. Police Superintendent Sean Ferguson says
we had 10 individuals that were struck by this gunfire. Two are now listed in critical condition. Five were transported to a university hospital. The other five are at Tulane Hospital.
There's no indication of a motive for the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
At the box office this weekend.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend. So, you know, I'm coming.
Walt Disney's Frozen 2 gobbled up the majority of the box office receipts on its way to a record-breaking Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It brought in $85 million this weekend, with a total gross of $287 million over the week. Coming in at number 2, Knives Out, starring Daniel Craig at $27 million. Number 3, Ford vs. Ferrari at $13 million. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the story of Mr. Rogers, starring Tom Hanks, coming in at $11.8 million at number 4. And, almost tying it, Queen and Slim at $11.7 million, coming in at number 5. A large boom scared people in Britain. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Authorities say it was a loud sonic boom that gets the blame for waking much of a jittery London just a couple of days after a terrorist attack. Many London residents took to Twitter and other social media trying to exchange notes to find out what that loud noise was. Many described it as sounding like an explosion. Residents in the south part of the city said it woke them up as well, and police went on to say it was all because of a sonic boom caused by Royal Air Force jets.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.